More in this week's Parshas Va'era. We are introduced to the Makos this week, where Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paro of the oncoming Makos if he does not let Bnei Yisrael go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of Mitzrayim. The question that one has to ask, as we find in last week's Parsha, Parshas Shmos, and even again this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era, Perek Ches Pasuk Chav Gimel, where Moshe says to Paro, "Let us go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us leave Mitzrayim." But for how long? The pasuk says, "Derech shloshes yomim nelech ba'midbar v'zavachnu la'Hashem Elokeinu kasher yomar eleinu." We all know, Moshe Rabbeinu knew as well, that they were not going for 3 days. Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well that they were leaving for good, trying to get into Eretz Yisrael, Kabbalah Satorah, and Eretz Yisrael, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu already. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu feel the need to tell Paro that it's going to be a 3 day journey, presuming that he would come back, they would come back after those 3 days? So a beautiful idea that I saw in the name of the Sifsei Chaim, I believe, Rav Chaim Friedlander, is as follows. Is that everybody has a tailor-made nisayon in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not go and press somebody or test somebody any more than they can be tested, any more than they can handle. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Paro would not be able to withstand the test of being asked to let the nation go forever. To let Klal Yisrael go forever, that's not something that he would have been able to pass. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, don't give him that nisayon. You're right, you're going to leave, and you're going to leave for good. But in terms of my personal relationship with Paro and his nisayon can only be at 3 days, and that he could have passed. As we know that he didn't. He still didn't let Klal Yisrael go even for those 3 days. But that's a nisayon that he could have passed. So I think it's a beautiful lesson. This little idea, one little pasuk in the parasha, is giving us a tremendous insight into how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The Derech Hashem, the Ramchal says this in his Sefer as well, is that a person is given a tailor-made nisayon. And any nisayon that a person has in life can always be passed. That's why nisayon is from the Lashon of Nes, which means a banner, to raise up a banner, is that a person has a tailor-made Nisayon that when he passes it, he will become greater because of it. And Mirz Hashem, we are given a lot of Nisayonos in these past few months and almost a year already. We should be zocha to be able to take this lesson and take our Nisayonos b'simcha and be able to pass them and ultimately become better from them. Have a good Shabbos.